to just ask, can our boards and staff see and hear? Can members of the public see and hear? Just raise your hand to say yes, you can see and hear. Okay.
For those not on video, I can see and hear.
All right. Thank you, Michael. This meeting is being recorded. Once I ask to call the roll.
Recording in progress.
I ask to call the roll, indicate you are here, as well as give permission to record by verbally stating here, permission to record. Lisa?
All right. Right, it's 8 a.m. Commissioner Boren? I saw her move her lips, but you're on mute. You're still on mute, but I gotcha.
I have permission to record.
Great. Commissioner Covey?
Permission to record here.
Commissioner Snyder?
Here, permission to record.
Commissioner Spain?
Here, permission to record.
President Brooks?
Here, permission to record. I call the November 5th, 2021 emergency special board meeting of Glencoe Park District to order. Lisa, please call the roll about the time.
I did that before you, so we're all good to go.
Okay, you did that, Leo. Okay, it's our practice not to address questions at this time. However, we will take comments under advisement. Is there anyone who would like to make a verbal comment? If so, please limit comments to 3 minutes per person. And I believe we do not have any of the public attending, so we will move on to our action item here. Resolution number 931 declaring an emergency and emergency and authorizing a contract for food catering services to the Park District's Children's Circle program. Lisa Shepherd, would you please start that discussion?
Sure. I just want to know that we have issue in our Children's Circle kitchen. We had two of our employees that work, one the chef, one of a food service handler, resigned from the Park District based on the new vaccine mandates, and didn't want to be tested either. We were willing to do accommodations, but they had to do weekly tests, and they couldn't do that either. So that left us in a big bind. There's many layers to DCF's regulations, and you have to have certain certifications to be in the kitchen. You have to have certain certifications as required by DCFS. And that left us in the position that Jessica Stackel was the only one that could be in that kitchen right now. We are supplementing that with part-time staff to do dishwashing and to help preparing, but she has to oversee it. So that's taking her away from her main responsibility in her Children's Circle. And that's a great concern to us, and having to work many more hours to accomplish her job. So we did post the job. At the same time, also going out looking for caterers. So Bobby was in charge of looking for caterers, and we were posting the job. We were successful in finding one food service handler who will work 25 hours. So that will help us with providing free daily snacks and then actually serving the food that is brought in. So the caterer brings the food in, but we have to have food service handlers to deliver it to the classroom. I would like that Bobby talk in just a few minutes about the caterer and things like that, and how it affects our budget and things like that. But because of this emergency situation and that we are required to have food and meet certain regulations, I consulted with our attorney, and because of this situation, we could pass today a resolution authorizing us to go with this caterer and without going through the bidding process. So, Bobby, I'm going to turn it over to you and talk about the caterer and other things regarding this.
Sure, thanks, Lisa. So, Taste for Kids, Inc. Was the caterer. We were able to work with to get the bids. We were actually looking to be able to, if we signed the contract, have to actually purchase an additional oven, and there's some lead time to that. So they said they could do it, hopefully by December 1st. They are primarily, you saw from the memo, GJK, Highland Park Montessori, Glencoe Montessori, Lutz. They're currently in negotiations with Am Shalom, and they're about to sign a contract as well. They're kind of the go-to for catering for DCFS licensed programs, as they are a DCFS licensed caterer. It is very rare for a preschool to have catering in-house. We got very lucky over the last 3 or 4 years to be able to do it in-house. We actually replaced the chef with a food handler, and the food handler is getting almost 20% more in terms of wages, so we're seeing massive wage increases there on the food side. So this caterer, highly recommended. We got three good quality references. They try to use local food, local farms. They use organic where feasible. Obviously, organic food is extremely expensive. So they will only provide the main lunch or hot meal, which is common in preschools. The snacks are provided in-house. We will still be buying things for snacks and milk, which also can still cost significant amounts. We'll probably see our $65,000 food bill halved because we're outsourcing to the caterer. So we are still going to see a pretty significant increase in the cost of providing the required catering for our program. We have expanded, as you know, over the last number of years, and the food service has expanded with it. We're also required to provide it for kindergarten readiness because those children are with us longer than 4 hours per day. So you will have seen 110 used as the number of meals provided per day. That's probably at the high end. So this is a conservative estimation on the cost. Those will go down in the summer when we don't run kindergarten readiness. But the meals, you know, we have 91, 92 children in Children's Circle right now. Some of them don't require the meal because of their infants and they eat in bottle. I know a couple of questions came up about the serving size. GJK currently does the size B, which is the 375, the 3 ounce protein. We kind of split it 70 meals at the larger portion and 40 at the smaller based on the age of children that we have. Really, we're required to, if the child wants a second portion, provide a second portion. If, wants a third, if the child wants a third portion, we have to provide a third. So we're giving ourselves a little latitude there. And we also, for the quality of program we provide, we're going to be providing the children the meals that they need. So that's why we put in those number for meals. We're going to be able to monitor and adjust. They're going to be very flexible with us. So if we're during winter break week, the first one where we're actually open and half the children are away out of town, we'll only be providing and charge for half the meals. So it is going to be a significant increase in the budget, but it is essential for continuing to operate the program. I'd open up to any questions.
For the snacks, I know currently some of them are hot meals. Can the food handler do warming of food? It's just not like an actual cooking?
Correct. So okay. The food handler can do cooking. The chef is more, position previously was meal designing the meals. A lot of sensitivities. We have over a dozen severe allergies in the program, managing those. So we're still going to have to manage that. We are going to need additional food handler support because individuals get sick, they go on vacation. It's a long day, as you know. Our full-day preschool is open 11 and a half hours a day, which is, again, quite uncommon for that length. So we have to provide meals from breakfast all the way through to afternoon snacks. So we do currently utilize classroom staff in addition. So it is quite an undertaking to feed a preschool.
I believe that. And then I was looking at some of the catering menus, which, I mean, I definitely agree with the choice, and clearly it's the choice of the North Shore, so it's good enough for them, it's good enough for me. But, there wasn't as much variety, and I guess I loved how our chef really tried to introduce new foods, even if my kids refused to eat them. So, I guess is that, in terms of the snacks, are we still planning to use the same sort of kind of variety vendor to kind of help supplement?
Yeah, so we use Sysco for our snacks, so we would look to continue along the same lines with the snacks. I know food is a hot debate because some people like food, some people don't. There's a lot of opinions on it. This is definitely not got the variety that our previous chef, and that was one of the benefits. She was excellent when it came to the menu and the sensitivities and That will definitely be missed. We got extremely lucky. It's not common to have the choice we've had for the last 3 or 4 years, but we'll definitely be looking to maintain a high quality. That is a minimum in a program like ours. We are seeing significant food price increases. Milk, for example, we saw a $2,000 increase alone this year in the cost of our milk, and we're seeing significant pressure on prices, and we expect those to go up again next year.
And Carol, I want you to know that while a lot of people like that variety, we also had equal amount of complaints that hated it. So, you know, why are you feeding squash soup? My kids will never eat that, and they go hungry, whatever. So it's that always that balancing act of trying to meet those needs. What I really like about this this caterer is that they will work us with us in those food allergies. Like Bobby said, we have 12 different food allergies and probably more coming on. And so they are, if they don't do it already, they will do it for us. If there's a new allergen or a new concern, they're going to work with us on that. And that was very important to us. So.
I assume for this year that there's no extra cost to participants because we've already done the pricing, so that the program will just eat the extra cost, right?
That's correct. Yeah, that'll come out of, you know, we had a net that will, so the goal of this program is to break even, so we're still okay in the program as far as the policy goal on this program, especially with the grant we have, we'll start introducing some of those because some of these price increases are due to COVID, so we can use those funds for that. So we will not be raising prices right now. For the new budget year, we'll raise them our normal 3% to cover the cost, wage increase, and that probably won't even cover the whole wage increase that we're going to recommend for that program. But we feel that we're able to do with the margins we have and the success of the program lately.
Yeah, we just received the latest restoration grant from the state, I think $65,000 that came this month. So the overall this year is looking quite good. Obviously, our budget doesn't take into account IMRF or FICA, which are significant costs. But this year, financially, we've had a good year with the grants. Next year, we're working on that right now.
So Bobby, over the next 12 months, just big picture, if I understand this correctly, we're still either break even or better than break even with the higher food costs for the next 12 months?
It's a good question. Yes, based on the way we account right now, we are having a deep dive into some of the indirect costs. So I would say our programs are not money makers. They're when you actually look at, you know, the facility they're in, the administrative costs, they're considerable too. So based on the way we currently account, yes, we see it breaking even at least.
Okay. All right, thanks.
A very quick last question. I know Jessica is stretched very thin, and the thought of her having to jump into food service at a moment's notice because someone is unable to do it, you know, illness or whatever, is, you know, disheartening, but I understand that's the reality. Is there anyone other than Jessica who can fill those shoes just because we know her situation is what it is?
So
I'll take that one, Bobby. I'll take that one. So currently no, but we are setting up a plan. Our early childhood supervisor, Amanda, has resigned. Just this week, it took a position in Glenview. So we currently posted that position. With that new position, we're going to require that as part of their job duties, and we're going to get that certification, or have this whoever we hire get that certification. And then we're going to look at, we're really looking at taking a deep dive in all those positions. As we told the board before, Jessica currently has, how many direct reports to her?
In the 50 to 60.
50 to 60. So we've been slowly adding coordinators. So this year, after we look at budget, we're going to see if there's an opportunity to add another coordinator. So we will have less teachers. They'll report to a coordinator and then go up to Jessica so that each teacher group has support that they need to be successful. So when we look at those coordinators, we're going to look at possibly putting them in that same category as getting that food license so that we don't have to take our highest level employee in that area and put her in the kitchen. You know, she just passed me right now going to do the morning duties. Just not a good use of her time. So we're going to set up backups from now on. With a caterer, that makes me, I really like the idea of going to a caterer because no matter what, if they're one of their chefs called sick, they still have to provide it. So yeah. We're not going to ever have this in going into the future, this someone calls in sick and not have hot food. So more people can jump in to do snacks than they can the major food problem.
Okay, so snacks is a different situation.
Yeah,
and other people can take care of that.
Yeah, you still have to have certain certifications, but snack can be a little easier to manage than a full hot meal.
Right.
Wouldn't you agree, Bobby?
Correct. DCFS lays it out very clearly in their guidelines of what's required and what can be substituted. Snack is definitely more manageable than a hot meal.
Well, and as Carol said, it's essentially the contract is with a provider that's been vetted by similar demographics, so and has been working with them over time. So I think this is a slam dunk. So
yeah,
is there anything else? Would you like to know anything
else? The only thing is, and I don't feel too strongly about this, but I would say next either committee meeting, either sometime before, let's say mid January 31st, can we do a deeper dive into the accounting and review of Children's Circle, just to make sure that I don't think we have a choice here, and I'm not saying that we should do anything different. I think we should absolutely go through this 100%, but it's probably a good idea to get new board members and old board members up to speed on the financial impact of the Children's Circle thing, just so we can get ourselves, you know, an understanding of what's to come in the future with these new expenses. But we absolutely have to do the new expenses. So,
yeah, we could do that. I don't know if it would be by 31st, because we, like Bobby said, we're doing a deep dive in how we allocate resources.
Of January 31st.
Yeah, January. I hope we get it by then, because we're really looking in, looking how we allocate things, because right now it's all over the place, so we're really looking at streamlining it to make it more easy for everybody to read. Hopefully that'll be done by the 31st, but
okay.
Definitely.
Just because it gives us a few months to then figure out, you know, what is the 2020, you know, what does the next school year look like, because we're going to start putting that out there and hedge around that too.
But, right, and that's when we do the budget. If we have to do an increase based on this, we will know by the time you approve the budget. But this year we have enough money to cover it because we grant.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Is there anything else about the resolution you would like to ask Lisa or Bobby? Okay, then I will move on to the action item. I entertain a motion to approve resolution number 931, declaring an emergency and authorizing a contract for food catering services to the Park District's Children's Circle program as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Approved.
Commissioner Snyder?
Yes.
Commissioner Spain?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes, motion passes. I entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Colby?
Yes.
Commissioner Snyder?
Yes.
Commissioner Spain?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes, motion passes. Thank you, thank you.